If you're looking for a little guidance, clarity, or just some no-nonsense practical advice, you've come to the right place. It's Rebecca Fisk, your psychic next door. She's honest, compassionate, and candid, but it's her intuition that's her superpower. Named one of America's top 50 psychics, she's here for you. Call 323-657-1493. And now, your host, Rebecca Fisk.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome, 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 welcome. What a week we have had. So I want to talk just very, very briefly about what happened at the Capitol. And I'm not going to get into politics. We're not going to talk about our beliefs. We're not going to get into anything about what happened specifically there. I want to just specifically address the fact that there are a lot of people who are still feeling a bit traumatized from that. They feel like, oh my gosh, did that really happen? And so I want to just, first of all, say to you that it's really, really important that you remember where you are. Are you in a safe place? Are you comfortable? Do you have food? Are you in a place where you can come back to center and know that you are okay right now? Because when we see something that's shocking, because many of us were tuned in and watching the violence, unfortunately, it's kind of a shock to our systems and it can feel a bit traumatizing. And so what we want to do is we want to reset our nervous system. So I'm going to talk a little bit later on about some breathing techniques or all kinds of different breathing techniques, meditations, and things that you can do to get grounded and centered and bring yourself back to a place of peace within you. But if it's not something that you're used to doing on a regular basis, you may be finding yourself a bit challenged to kind of recover from that. And many of my friends, clients have been saying, what was that? I still don't believe it. And so, I understand that. So we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. First things first, I want to say hello to Garrett, who is the person behind the scenes tonight. If you're asking a question, you might talk to him. He'll be asking for your name and your topic tonight. So, Garrett, how are you this evening? Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my gosh. This is my favorite thing to do is hang out with you on a Sunday night and get to, listen to all of the awesome people calling in on their questions. So, it's always a treat for me. I appreciate you taking time and everybody calling in.
Well, thank you. It's always more fun when you're here with me. So thank you, Garrett. I really appreciate you. Okay. So I know last week was my first show for this particular series, and I'm super excited about it. And I talked a little bit about accountability and what my goal was going to be for the week. So one of the reasons that I chose this particular time slot was, first of all, it's kind of the end of the week, the previous week, and it's kind of gearing up for the week to come. And it's really a wonderful time to think about the things that you might be grateful for from the previous week, or maybe even the weekend, or maybe even just today. But I always like to reflect on the week that I just finished and look at the things that I'm grateful for. I try to stay in an attitude of gratitude anyway. But Sunday evenings are kind of the time for me to wind down. And if I haven't taken the time to get centered throughout the day, I try to really make a point of it. So, I would love for you to kind of think about something that you're grateful for from the previous week. And it can be anything. But just think about something that you're grateful for, okay? Because that's also another way that we calm our nervous systems, is to go into gratitude. And if you can actually allow yourself to really go deeply into that feeling of what gratitude feels like, that's really, really helpful. In fact, when I do my work with clients, I do a gratitude prayer before I start my work with them, because I discovered a very long time ago, when you go into a complete state of gratitude where that's all you feel, that you've kind of allowed yourself to sink into a very deep place within you, and you're only feeling gratitude, it is from that place you can experience kind of your center and a feeling of peace. Because what I've learned is that your ego doesn't live in the place in your body where gratitude lives. So that's why I go into gratitude before I do a session with someone. because it gives me an opportunity to be in humility, because gratitude is also married with humility. So just a suggestion, but it works really well for me, and it's something that helps me stay grounded and centered. And it reminds me of how blessed I am. And, you know, I know Garrett knows this. The people who know me, who are close to me, know that I always say, I am the most blessed person that I know. And I spend time every evening actually reciting what I'm grateful for. I don't actually do regular prayers where I'm asking for things. I actually go into gratitude and say what I'm thankful for. And it keeps me, you know, feeling this in this place of peace. And it keeps me feeling more abundant instead of feeling like I'm lacking something. Because when you look at what you're grateful for and what you're blessed by in your life, then you're not focusing on the things that you don't have or the things that you might feel are maybe lacking. So, you know, think about something that you're grateful for from the previous week, just kind of something to allow yourself to go into that place within yourself and feel peaceful in that. And then think about what you want to create for the coming week, because, you know, we always have a clean slate. You know, we talk about, okay, in the morning, the sunrise, we got a clean slate. We do. But the truth is we have a clean slate in every single moment. From one moment to the next, we have an opportunity to reset. One of the things that my kiddo has learned about me is that if I get upset about something, I'm very quick to move on. And sometimes he'll say, are you sure you're not upset? Nope, we're done. We talked about it. I told you I was upset. We talked about it. It's ancient history. We're all done. Now we're in the next moment. What do you want to do now? What do you want to have for lunch? And so now he finally has realized, you know, I move on pretty quickly. I don't stay stuck in whatever those feelings were. And by the way, when you have an emotional reaction to something, it's always based on something from your past. It has nothing to do with the person in front of you. Okay? So for whatever reason, that's coming up right now. So if I have a reaction to something that my child has done, it's either a fear that I have, or most of the time it is a fear that I have about something. Oh, my gosh, if I don't teach him this skill, then I have a fear that he might not be as successful as he wants to be, or maybe his communication with his friends won't be as good as what I would like for him to learn. Or, wow, if he's not doing something in a timely manner, I'm afraid that he's going to be chronically late for work when he's out in the world and has a job and he might get fired. So when I react to something that he has done or not done, I know that it's because I have a fear about something from my past. I have a fear that I'm basically projecting onto him. So he knows that we've talked about it. Like, Mom, you're having a reaction. Yes, I have a fear. Okay, Mom, what are you afraid of? Okay, so what do you want to create for the week? What would you like your week to look like? Is there something that you are trying to create that you can take some steps that will help make that vision come to reality? And what is it that you need to do? What are the steps? If you can think about what you want to create for the week and you actually take some time before you go to bed tonight and you write down the one thing you want to focus on that will help move you in the direction of what you're creating for your life, how you want your life to be better, then do that. Write it down before you go to bed. If there's anything you're worried about, write it down before you go to bed. Oh, I got to go to the grocery store tomorrow, and I got to remember to put my mask on, and I need hand sanitizer, and I need these groceries, and whatever it is. But write all of that stuff down. If it's already ruminating in your head, get it out of your head and onto paper. It will help you have a more restful night's sleep. Because what happens is we go to sleep, we put our head down, We put our head down to go to sleep and we think, oh, I have this to do tomorrow and I'm about to do tomorrow and I don't want to forget this and I need to remember that. And so we start ruminating on that and it keeps our brain thinking about it when we're trying to sleep. So if you write these things down, you actually relieve some of the anxiety because you can tell your brain, wait, I already wrote it down. I have it on the piece of paper. I'm not going to forget because I already have created the reminder that I need for myself. Or maybe you put the notes in the phone, or maybe you put it on a to-do list on your phone, however you do that. But the point is that when you go to sleep tonight, You want to get all of the things that are creating anxiety out of your head. And then you want to focus on something that you want to create that's moving you in the direction of your dreams or your goals. Okay, if you listened in last week, you know that my goal was to drink enough water every single day. And I did pretty well. I had a couple days where I went, and it was really close, but not quite, almost. But I was definitely better for the week than I was last week. So I am still moving in the direction of my goals. There's room for improvement. That's okay. I don't need to beat myself up about it. I'm not beating myself up. I'm like, hey, look at the wins. Look at how much closer I am. So we want to focus on the wins. We want to focus on the positive. Okay? So think about one thing that you want to create for the coming week and visualize the manifestation of whatever your goals and dreams are. Maybe you want a new job. Maybe you want to change careers. Maybe you think you want to move. You can start visualizing those things now and start thinking about one small step you can take. I want to move. I want to buy a house. Okay, great. So maybe you don't go to Starbucks every single day this week. Maybe you'll skip 2 days and you'll put the $10 in the bank account towards the house. Or maybe you just want to skip it once and it's $5. It's something that's moving you in the right direction, though. And when you start doing these little steps that helps support you moving where you want to go, it will, these little things, when you add them all up over time, they change your life. If you are in a boat on the ocean and you adjust the rudder just a fraction, you will change completely the destination where you land. And our lives are kind of that way. You make small changes and you change the course of your life. You change the destiny and what you create. And so basically what I'm trying to do is encourage you to make these changes because they're from a place of centeredness and gratitude and empowerment instead of allowing yourself to kind of be a victim of circumstance. We all have our own rudder. We just have to decide what the direction is we want to go. And then we have to allow ourselves the opportunity to move in that direction. Okay, so I want to do a really quick breathing technique. This is the most simple breathing technique that I have, and you can always come back and listen to the replay if you want to listen to it again. I also have it on my Instagram. My Instagram is I Am Rebecca I Am, and so the breathing technique is on there as well. So we're going to do this really quickly, and I just discovered that my chair is squeaking, so I don't know if you heard that or not. But if you feel comfortable doing so, sit up straight with your feet flat on the floor, your spine straight. And we're going to take 3 breaths, and I'm going to explain it to you first, and then we'll do it together. We're going to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as we're breathing in, we're imagining this beautiful white light coming in with our breath, creating a bubble all the way around us. White light is Christ consciousness and protection. And as we breathe in and create this protective light, this breath is going down deep into the small of our back. Like it fills up our lungs, it expands our diaphragm, and lands in the small of our back, which is what I would refer to as the seat of the soul. That's my terminology for it. But then when we exhale, we're going to push out anxiety, tension, anything we no longer need to hold on to. A lot of us hold our breath. It's natural. When we're nervous or we feel uncomfortable or we feel unsafe or we're stressed, we tend to hold our breath. And so one of the easiest things you can do to calm your system down is to just take some deep breaths. Or even if you don't feel like taking deep breaths, let's say you're in work and you don't actually want to be doing something that somebody else might notice, just watch your breath. Just close your eyes for a moment and watch your inhalations and your exhalations, and it'll still help calm your system. So when you exhale, you're going to release tension out the bottom of your feet, okay? So we're going to do 3 breaths, again, in through the mouth and out through, I'm sorry, yes, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Okay, so sit up straight, close your eyes if you feel so inclined, and we're going to take our first breath. Imagining that beautiful white light creating this cocoon of comforting energy. And exhale. pushing it out through the bottom of your feet, and breathe in through your nose. Expanding your lungs and your diaphragm, moving that energy into your small of your back. And exhale. Relaxing the body as you push the air out the bottom of your feet. And one more deep breath. Inhale through the nose. And hold it for just a moment, releasing any remaining tension out the bottom of the feet. And now just take in a normal breath. And exhale. And again, inhale. And exhale, just watching the breath. And one more normal inhale. And exhale. And when you feel so inclined, open your eyes. Shake out your hands and your arms and your feet and your legs. And come back to present. Okay. All right. So the one thing that I am going to hold myself, well, and I'll ask you to hold me accountable for as well, for this week, is, and this is a big one, I'm going to reduce the amount of coffee I drink. I love coffee. I know, Garrett, I know. Don't have a heart attack. I love coffee. I used to drink only decaf, and I've been drinking regular coffee, and I've been drinking a lot of it. So I joke around. People are like, well, how many cups do you have? I'm like, oh, I have at least 2 cups a day. And they're like, okay, well, that's not that much. And I'm like, no, like my mugs are bowl size, so each mug holds almost 3 cups of coffee. So I'm drinking 6 cups of coffee a day, which might be a little bit much. So I'm going to reduce the amount of coffee. So what I'm going to hold myself accountable for is I'm going to reduce the amount to maybe, I'm going to say one big mug, so one bowl, and then one little one. So maybe a total of 4 cups of coffee. And I'm also going to start incorporating some decaf in there. So that's what I'm going to hold myself accountable for this week. And that is a big deal. I know, Garrett, you know, because I love coffee.
I'm in shock.
I know. You never thought you would ever hear me say this. And what, we've known each other for, what, over 11 years now?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've never heard me say I'm going to reduce the amount of coffee I drink.
What have you done with Rebecca?
Well, Rebecca's just trying to become more healthy and a better version of myself. And I know that I drink enough coffee that it's probably not optimal for my health. And so I had my Ayurvedic practitioner say, well, you know, it's okay to drink some coffee, but this is a lot. And so if I'm really going to focus on being my best self and making this the healthiest year ever for my body, then this is a good goal for me. Because the other thing is I don't drink it black. I drink it with at least cream or milk. And, you know, if I feel like I need some sweetness in my life, I'll put in a little sugar or some honey or some maple syrup. And I don't need the added sugar. So there are a lot of reasons behind this being a step in the direction of my fitness goals for the year. So we'll see. Next week, Garrett, you can ask me how I did with that. I'll give you a report. And I'll let the listeners know, too.
I'm already programming the program notes. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Okay. So, Garrett, any questions, comments for me before I get to the callers?
Well, of course, one would like to make sure, if one would like to book a private reading with Rebecca, where they might try to reach you.
Well, thank you. But see, you did such a great job. If you've logged in on the computer, they already know. They just have to click on the link. But website is RebeccaFisk.com. And that's probably the best way, is just go to the website, RebeccaFisk.com. And let's see here. Oh, and actually, one of the things that I want to suggest, so you know, I'm here weekly, Sunday evenings, 8 o'clock. One of my Well, she's a dear friend and another psychic, and she is amazing. She also has a show on Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific time. So her name is Stephanie Girard. If you want to tune in, maybe you have a question tonight and I don't get to your question and you don't want to wait another week, or, you know, Stephanie does complementary modalities of healing to mine. So we do very similar work and we kind of pick up on the same energy, but she's phenomenal. And so just want to give her a plug for her show. Garrett is gracious enough to be producing both of these shows and helping us out, and is amazing. So so that's it. That is it. By the way, if you go to the website and you want to book a session, send me an email, because those are not my current rates right now. I have a special COVID rate that is still going on. It's vastly reduced from what's on the website at the moment. I have not decided when that will change, but I'm currently still offering these discounted prices. So there you go. Okay. I'm ready.
You're ready to rock and roll? Well, Amanda is ready to ask you about work. Amanda, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So what is your
question? Thank you for the call. I wanted to find out what you see for my work. Any changes or?
Okay. So first of all, I want you to take a breath, because I feel like there is a lot of anxiety for you around this, and I do see some good changes coming for you. I'm hearing March. This may involve a big change. Like, I see you moving offices. I see you packing up some stuff. So there's definitely a big change coming for you with this. There's a question mark about whether or not positions have been eliminated at your company or if they are going to be. But I have, but I have to tell you, relax about that. Because what you do, you have a very special skill set. That's what I want to say. You have a special skill set. So even though there are other people who do kind of the work that you do, there's some skills that you have that you don't necessarily use right this minute, but people around you there and, you know, I don't know if it's HR or just your supervisors, know that you have familiarity. It's almost like I would use the analogy that right now, if you're working at a tech company, and I'm just using this as an example, but it's like if you work at a tech company and you're having to program in a certain language, it's like there's another language that they use sometimes but not very often, and it's a skill that you have that you're really good at that you're not using currently, but they're going to need that. So my impression is that even if they would eliminate your position, you're going to be moved into something else, or they will keep you where you are because you have a skill set that they need. So I don't see this being an upset for you. I do see a change. If you're looking for something actively, you know, it may also be another opportunity, but there is a change for you, but it is absolutely a good change. So if you happen to get a notice that, okay, they're going to let their position, I can understand you being nervous and upset about that, but relax, because this is going to be a boost forward for you, not a step backwards. So just be patient. I feel like March is coming up as very significant for you, that there's some changes here, and then August also comes up as very significant for you around your work. So, you know, get really clear. You know, if you've wanted a change with your work situation, start visualizing what you want that to look like, and then start looking at opportunities that might be presenting themselves for you to move in that direction. But it's all good for you. Yeah, so keep breathing.
Thank
you. Try not to get scared, okay? You're going to be just fine. Okay. All right, Amanda, thanks for the call. You're so welcome. Lots of blessings to you.
Thank you, Amanda. And our next call, it's going to be career and love night for you, it looks like, Rebecca. I'm going to bring Sharon on. Sharon used to call the old show, and she's calling about a job as well. So, Sharon, welcome back to Rebecca, your psychic next door.
You have a good memory, Jared. I got to tell you, Rebecca, man, I'm getting old. I'm up way past my bedtime. I know.
Just
to talk to you.
Thank
I know.
You for staying
it's 11
up
o'clock.
With us. I'm so grateful.
Isn't that funny? I know. I mean, but yeah, my question to you is, yes, it's career. Everything else is fine. When do you feel we're going to go back into the office, and do you feel it's going to be only a couple days a week? I mean, what are you picking up on that for me? Please.
Okay. And God bless you. So first of all, it's like you're doing the best you can. So let me just acknowledge that. You've done the best you can with a really difficult situation. I'm sorry?
Oh, I love working at home, though. But I know, you're right, because we did, yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's still hard. There's still challenges that you have where, you know, because for you, it's like, okay, I'll just work a little more, okay? I mean, you're one of those people where if it's here at your home, you will keep doing it. It's like, no, you need to have better boundaries with yourself. So that's
it's a busy
the
job.
One.
I know.
It is, and you work hard, and you know you're one of those people who is very dedicated. Whatever task they give you, you will do it to the best of your ability. And if it means you spend extra time on it, you will, because that's the kind of person you are. You just have very high, you know, integrity and ethics about, you know, well, they're paying me, so I better give them my best, which is beautiful. It's a wonderful intention. Okay, so when are you going back, and will it be? I'm hearing August, and I do feel like they're going to start with trying to very slowly get people back in to the office. You know, I feel like the management is very cautious with all of this. I do actually feel like it will be 2 days a week, and it feels like it'll be like Monday, Thursday, or Tuesday, Friday, something like that, where they try to bring limited people in. And they're trying to decide, do we bring different people in on different days just to keep it, you know, this a very quiet environment, or do we just have a skeleton crew come in those 2 days a week and leave the offices empty? So they're trying to figure out, like, you've got people in management who are looking at what does the CDC say every day to try to figure out the safest way for people to come back to work. Because with your particular industry, it is best to be at the office. It's not ideal having you guys be at home.
It's a corporate.
And
you're absolutely right. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's
why the thing is,
No.
Oh,
you're
going to say, You are really good at what you do, and you know, the other thing is they may actually offer you some type of promotion or more responsibilities with more money. So there may not be a technical promotion, but they may offer you, like, they're going to come back and look at the work that you've done and your performance during all of this compared to most of your other coworkers, and they may offer you some kind of incentive because they want to keep you. They don't want you to leave. So
thank you.
You know,
that makes that.
Well, you're the one doing it. I mean, God bless you. You're the one who's still giving 1,010%. And
but
most people
what,
are like,
Rebecca,
oh, I'm home. Okay?
I know, but everyone in my department works that way. That's why there's no deception in my department. That's why I like this job so much. Everybody gets along. That's hard to come by. That's why.
Yeah.
I mean, these days, you know. But
yeah,
I want to adopt
a dog.
But I
will tell you, you may not know, but you still are. You're the leader of the group. That your energy is that.
I would have to say I have the most integrity. That's interesting. Yeah, I know what you mean, but yeah, I try to anyway, you know. But I want to work at home because I want to adopt a dog. I foster them right now. But
that's wonderful.
Only one question. I'm sorry, Jared.
Yeah,
but
it is only one.
It is. I know. No. I know. I just threw that out there. I didn't answer.
No.
Listen. Thank
awesome.
You. Get your next. Thank you for answering my question. It was really nice, and hopefully I'll be able to stay up and call you again. Have a nice thank you,
okay.
Jared.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you so much, Sharon. All the best.
Thank you.
There we go.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that fun? Old home week, you know? There we
I
go.
Know, I know. I'm like, and I remember the energy, too. I'm like, oh, my God,
right.
I know who this is.
Exactly.
I can feel it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're
going
to jump
nice.
To We're going to jump to Barbara next. She's also calling about her career. And then after Barbara, we're going to start shifting the topic to love. So, Barbara, welcome to Rebecca Fisk, your psychic next door.
Hi, Rebecca. And Garrett, I love your voice. Oh, my God, I just love it. I had to say that. Anyway.
We all love Garrett's voice.
Oh, my God. I could.
Yes.
It's great.
Yes.
I'm looking to go in a new career, working with animals.
Okay. So
large
first
animals.
Of all, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Large animals, horses.
Oh, okay. So one of the things is that, you know, next month, February is kind of the time for you to really kind of decide what you want this to look like. Like, I want you to spend some time. It just feels like it's the right time for you to kind of, you know, write down exactly what you want this to look like. What does your day look like? Where are you? How many animals are you working with? What is the whole picture? because it's like you have to know where you want to go. You don't have to know the path to get there, but you have to know what the goal is. You know, like when we decide we're going to go on a vacation, the first thing we have to do is we have to pick the destination. And then we figure out when, and then we figure out how what the path is actually going to be. So you've got to decide, what is this really going to look like? Okay, so I'm getting that next month you're going to actually do some investigating. Like, this is the time. Because my impression is that once you actually decide you want to move forward with this, it's going to happen very quickly. So, you know, and this is, I don't know if this is exactly what you're doing, but it's like if you need property, something's going to show up for you around March for you to start working on getting that together. And as far as actually having the animals that you're working with, when you're ready to open the gates, there's going to be a lot. So get really clear about how many you want to work with at one time, where you want that to be, what you want that to look like, and then start being open to this. Because, you know, for whatever reason, these next few months, getting into the fall, are going to be really busy for you. So February, you know, January and February are the planning months. Things aren't going to be super, super busy. But starting in March, things are going to start falling into place pretty quickly. So you've got to be prepared.
Okay.
Okay, so it's happening. And it's, you know, before the end of the year, it's like you're going to get to fall and the winter, and it's going to be like, oh my gosh, are the horses all warm enough? Do I have enough equipment? It's like next, and when you get to next winter, my impression is you're going to be full. So be ready.
Yeah, I'm not going to have to. I would typically go to them. It's more of energy work that I plan on doing with the horses.
Okay, well, let me just say that I think it's going to be more than what you think it is. Because I'm hearing that you may end up, and maybe it's just that you actually go and you work at a sanctuary, but it's like it's a place where you're going regularly, that the horses are, I feel, they're coming to you and they may be staying there. So you'll have to let me know. I think it's bigger
think
than
you're
thinking right now.
I think a sanctuary sounds, that's how I kind of feel, to be honest with
yes.
you, truly.
Yeah, so it's going to be, it's bigger than you think, but just show up. You know, you already understand that the energy comes through you. We just show up. We show up and we allow ourselves to be a channel. You already know all of that. So it's
right.
like, okay, be ready. Just be ready. It's exciting. I can't wait to hear about it. So keep us posted,
Thank
okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Take good care.
Thank you for the call, Barbara. And ooh la la, call back anytime. Okay, our next call is going to come from Jeanette, and Jeanette is calling about love. Jeanette, thanks for being patient. You're now live with Rebecca Fisk, your site next door.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Garrett.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, Rebecca.
How can I help? Hi.
So I would like to know when my next long-term relationship soulmate is coming in.
Okay. So first question, who's the T name? Can be first, middle, or last.
C as in cat.
T as in Tom.
Oh. I don't.
This may be,
I can't
it,
come
it
up.
May be a while back, and it may be somebody who was kind of, I felt like a passerby, like it wasn't a long thing, but it was a, it's a hiccup. There's a hiccup there with this person. Okay. So hang on just a second here. I just kind of get that. I feel like this was a while ago. I feel like this was maybe seven years ago. And this is somebody that you met, and it was kind of like, who was that? What was this? What was that? And there was an energy there that you never forgot. I don't know, Tim, Tom, but a T name. And it, again, could also be the last name, could be the middle name. But it was like, who is that? What was that? And it was kind of a fleeting thing. And my impression is that this next person who shows up, it's going to feel familiar. This person is going to feel like that very quick, like almost like, who was that that just passed by? There was something about their energy. So that energy is going to come back around. This person, let's see here. Okay, you asked me when. Hang on just a second. I'm hearing September. Let's see here. And it is kind of an accidental meeting. It's, you know, it's like you bumped into each other somewhere, you know. you know, or, you know, you drop something and he goes to help you pick it up. But it's something like that where you meet in your normal life. And I know that sounds really out there right now with us kind of staying home all the time, but, you know, these things will still happen, right? So I'm hearing September, and it's just one of those things where there's something about him that feels so familiar. And it's like, do I know you? You guys are going to have this dialogue of, do I know you? Have I met you before? Where do I know you from? And you're going to start talking. And, you know, it will turn out, it's possible that you guys have friends in common. But it's just going to line up. It's like there's going to be such a feeling of comfort and familiarity with this person. It just will feel like you guys have always been together, and it will be easy. And anyway, September is what I'm hearing. And once you guys start hanging out together, it's going to unfold pretty quickly. I mean, like, my impression is probably committed relationship by spring of next year. To 2023 at the latest. So this is quick. So let me qualify that. You know, I'll hear a month, and it's not necessarily the same year, but I'm hearing committed relationship absolutely by like March of 2023. So if it's not this September, it could be next September, but it is coming, and this really is going to be the person that the two of you decide to stay in partnership moving forward in your life. So, you know, this is, you know, enjoy whatever it is you want to do while you're single. Because once you're with this person, I feel like this is it for you.
Wow. Okay. Well, I will continue enjoying being single and at the same time ready. Ready for that relationship. Okay.
Yeah. And let us know. Keep us posted. Thanks, Jeanette.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for your call, Jeanette. And Rebecca, your next call is coming from Amala, and she's calling about love as well. Amala, welcome to Rebecca Fisk, your psychic next door.
Hi. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Amala. Hi. So how are you?
Oh,
thank you.
I just have one comment before I hang up on you. I really love the meditation. It really fills me up with joy and love and light. And yeah, I felt the same way. I have the trauma, the residual stuff, but we won't talk about that. But I love the meditation. I just want to say that.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad. Thank you.
Okay. So, yeah, I was wondering, when do you see me meeting this person and when it might be committed?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I want to acknowledge that there's heartache that you're still experiencing. And that needs to be released before this person's going to come in. And I literally feel pressure in my chest because you're still heartbroken. And it may not feel like in sight of you all the time now. Like it feels like it's farther away, but yes, it's still there. And you have to let yourself really grieve and process this. So one of the things that I want to suggest, and I'm going to give me just a second. Whew, because I got to tell you, sweetie, oh my gosh, you have such a big heart, and this really hurt. It really hurt. So, you know, what I want to suggest is that you write letters to this person. You're not going to send them. But what happens when a relationship ends and we aren't ready for it to end, what happens is there are all these things that we feel and all these things we want to say to that person, and it's no longer appropriate to interact with them.
Right.
And so, what, you know, we need to find a vehicle to express all the things we want to say and to get the emotions out of our bodies. So what I suggest is that you do a writing exercise. You give yourself some time and space where you're alone. There's nobody else who's going to interrupt you. And I always suggest at least 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, and then write a letter by hand, dear, whatever their name is. And then just allowing yourself this stream of consciousness, write anything and everything that comes up that you've wanted to say. And what you want to do, the intention of this writing, is to access the sadness and or the anger that you're feeling. And so once you start feeling the sadness, let yourself cry. You know, if you need to scream and wail, let yourself do that. If it triggers anger, you know, hit pillows or scream into pillows. Or sometimes I'll get in the car and I'll go for a drive. It's like really great, great benefit to wearing masks in the car now is nobody can tell that I'm screaming to get my anger out, right? So the thing is, though, you want to release all of these feelings. Because okay. when you have unexpressed emotions that are tied to a heartbreak from a previous relationship, that energy will actually prevent us from opening our heart to loving someone
right.
else, because basically our heart is full of sadness.
Right,
and so
right.
my impression is that you are somebody that when you put your mind to something, you get it done. So I
yes.
feel like for you, if you give yourself permission to write these letters and process this grief, you know, I feel like it'll be, you know, 6 to 12 weeks and you'll be ready.
Okay.
So it's not a long time.
No.
It's some focus, effort, and allowing yourself to be where you are. And for you to know you are lovable, even in your sadness, even in your anger, you're just as lovable. And the relationship not working is for a variety of reasons. And I know that you knew for a while before the breakup that this wasn't working. I know that you know that.
Yeah, I do.
So the thing is, your relationship is coming. You know, I kind of feel like he's actually waiting, but that you're not ready. And so give yourself permission to get ready. And then when you've released the sadness, you can open yourself to love. The other thing is, be really choosy about who you want in your life. What are their qualities?
Yes.
And if you
yes.
start dating somebody and they're not lined up with your values and the qualities you want, you have to be willing to say no thank you and move on to the next one. And some people will say, yeah, but if I'm ever going to meet someone, yes, you will meet a lot of people. Remember that half of the almost 8 billion people on the planet are potential partners. Okay.
Yeah.
So try to remember that. It's
interesting you said that, because I actually do that with girlfriends that I meet too. It's like if they don't even meet like my frequency, I politely say goodbye in my mind, body, spirit, and I walk away. So
That's great. That's a human being thing.
Absolutely.
No, I understand. And it's great. That's really beautiful discernment. Really, really wonderful
yeah.
discernment. And kudos to you for that.
Well, and it's
so
just interesting that there's a lot of pain with the other person. I've done letters. I have done videos of like just and deleted them to myself. I've done so many things, and this person is, I know it's karmic, and it is, yeah. It's very
okay,
difficult for me to let it go. It's been really difficult.
I understand. Well, because, so here's what I want to suggest. When you write the letters, do it by hand. When you're done writing, like when you've allowed yourself to access the emotions and you've released those emotions, you will reach a point where you're like, oh, okay, I'm exhausted. I feel like I got out what I needed to get out today. Immediately, if you have a fireplace, burn the letter. If you don't have a fireplace, take it outside to the trash outside and tear it up and throw it away. And as you're burning it or tearing it up, have the intention. It can be a silent intention that this energy is changed into light and love for the highest good of all. So we don't keep it in our environment. And we don't do it on the computer, because there's something about the clearing that happens at multiple levels in our mind, body, spirit when we do it by hand.
Okay?
So those things will help. And the karmic thing, let go of that. You've learned what you needed to learn. If this person's meant to grow and come back, he will. Otherwise, you'll have the right person showing up. You're going to have the relationship that you want. It's just time to release all of this completely. And you've got that. You can do it.
Oh,
okay?
Thank you so much. Good luck on your coffee thing.
Thank you so much. I'm going to need it. Thank you for calling
in.
Thank
you
so much. All the best.
Thank you, Anwa, for your call. And Rebecca, your next caller is Melissa, and Melissa's calling about love tonight. Melissa, welcome to the show, to Rebecca Fisk, your psychic next door.
Hi, Rebecca. I'm so glad to talk to you. I love your introduction. It's so amazing. You're just an amazing lady. Thank you. Thank you, guy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I have a question about relationship. So I met somebody who I like, and we've had a great communications talk. Do you see this going any further? Starts with the letter I, and please, thank you. That's what I like to.
Thank you so much, Melissa. And I'm sorry, what was his first name?
His first name starts with the letter I.
Oh, okay. Hang on just a second here.
Yeah, I hope you can see him. I'm sure you can.
He's
a professional.
Nope. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. All right, one moment here. Well, you know, first of all, it's like the connection is there. It's absolutely there. And I see that. I feel it. And it does feel very, very sweet between the two of you. It's very interesting dealing with the COVID situation right now because it is like, well, how is this going to progress? And how are we going to actually meet and actually get to hang out? And there's a question about, you know, is it going to be able to translate to the rest of the world when we can go back down and socialize? And my impression is it will, as long as you guys keep nurturing what you've already begun growing together. The honesty and the communication is really good. I feel like he's very sweet. He's a little shy. But, you know, just allow him to kind of keep the pace, if you will. But this feels good. It does feel really good. But take your time. He's not somebody who rushes into anything. And so if you sometimes find yourself feeling like, I wish this were going faster, it's because he's shy and he does things in his own way and in his own time. But just be patient. He'll keep showing up. He likes you. He likes your energy. You have a very positive energy about you, and he really, really likes that. And you're easy to talk to. You don't make him pull things out to have conversation. You're very easy for him to talk to. I know he's told you that. And so that's one of the reasons that he's so attracted to you. So I do see this continuing to progress. I feel like it's going to be a few more months before you guys start trying to socialize, really. And I'm hearing, you know, as far as things moving to another level, I hear June. So be patient. Keep going. You're doing everything right with this. Let him kind of keep setting the pace because he is shy and he does get scared. So let him kind of keep showing up in the way that feels comfortable for him. But you're doing everything right. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. I'm glad to see progression. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Yeah, keep us posted and all the best.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Melissa. Have a great night. And our next caller is Lisa, and Lisa's calling about real estate. Welcome to Rebecca Fisk, your psychic next door.
Oh, hi, and thank you for taking my call. Thank you. I have somebody coming over to look at my house, and they're going to make me an offer. Do you see me being happy with their offer?
Okay, so first of all, I want to say take a breath because I feel like there's an energy around this transaction. There's a lot of stress around this for you. And so try to breathe and try to remember that, you know, God is always working on our behalf for the highest good. And so just remember that God is supporting you with whatever happens, okay? So, you know, I'm hearing next month. So I don't know if February is the month the house sells or if it's the month that the house closes, but I'm hearing February. So the real movement in the house is going to happen in February. Again, I don't know if that's when it closes or if that's when you get the offer that you want. It's okay for you to hold out for what you want, but I also want you to let go of the stress around the sale of this. And if you have lived in this place for a while and it's brought you a lot of joy, one of the things I suggest to people when they're wanting to sell a place is I suggest that they basically, you know, go into a gratitude conversation with the house. And just say, thank you for loving me and nurturing me and creating this beautiful, loving space for me for all this time that I need to let you go. And I'm going to allow people to come in who will love you in a different way, and you get to love them now. So if you allow yourself to do some kind of ceremony that will allow the energy to kind of shift so that it's not a burden at this point. It's a place that has brought you joy and it's given you support. It tends to shift energy and allow the flow more easily. So I really want you to kind of get to a place of peace with the home and remember that this has been an incredibly loving relationship and that it gets to be released to have a relationship with whoever is going to move into this place. And so whatever grief you're feeling about all of this, let that go. It's time to let it go. I know you have a lot of trepidation about moving forward, but it's time. And, you know, if you can, give yourself permission to allow yourself to enjoy the process of the next steps for you in your life. okay? The sadness that's related to all of this, it's important that you acknowledge that so that you can come back to this place of peace and joy around all of this, okay? So again, I really want to encourage you to do the breathing because, again, a lot of anxiety, I feel like you're holding your breath a lot lately. I would imagine you maybe even are having some sleepless nights. It's okay for you to come back to allowing yourself to feel safe. Everything really is okay, and God is taking care of you. You know, my very favorite saying is the will of God will never lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you. So remember that God's grace is with you all the time and that you're stepping into what's necessary and that this can be a loving process, but come back to this place of love for yourself in it. Okay, does this make sense to you?
You know, it all makes sense. And as you were talking, I remembered that, like one of the other callers, I called you. I've been living in this house 7 years, and a lot of what you're saying resonates for me. I am very sad about leaving, and I'm happy also, and excited and scared. But I called you 7 years ago before I saw this, before I bought this house, and I was looking at another house, and you said, no, that's not really the house for you. You said a lot of stuff in your own style, and then you said, I see a house for you, and I see a house with windows. Well, I saw this house soon after I had talked to you, and I just the whole thing felt good. I mean, I just went into this house, and I thought the price, the windows, everything worked. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's transitions are always difficult. They're uncomfortable, no matter how exciting they are, no matter how happy we are about where we're going. We have relationships with wherever we are and the people that are around us. And so when we have a transition of any kind, whether you're changing your work or relationship or you're moving, you're shifting something in your life and you're going into unfamiliar territory. And it's always a little scary because we're nervous about the unfamiliar. So, you know, let yourself be with where you are. Do a lot of things right now that are nurturing and comforting for you. You know, I'm telling people, look, it's winter. Eat a lot of soup. It's a really great comfort food right now. Take warm baths. If you like to take warm baths, keep your body warm enough so that you feel warm and comforted and safe, because these things all help our nervous system be more calm. Okay? So I'm sending you lots of love and light. You know, keep us posted on the house. And, you know, you have some really beautiful things to come. I mean, when you hear the saying, the best is yet to come, I absolutely believe that for you. You've had some real challenges, and it's time for that to be behind you now. So it's you're stepping into a lighter, easier time in your life. But you have to kind of go through the steps to get there. So lots of love and blessings. And thank you for the call, Lisa, and keep us posted, okay?
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Thank you.
You are so welcome. All the best.
Thank you, Lisa, for the call. And going back, Rebecca, I think I remember her call from back in the day. I know that you talked to gazillion people, but I kind of remember that anyway. We've got about 6 minutes left, and our next caller is Rose Maria, and Rose Maria is calling about love. Welcome to Rebecca Fisk, your psychic next door.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How can I help you, Rose Maria?
I did what you did, told me a couple weeks ago, or gave him the note saying, I know you're upset and all that stuff, you need to talk, or what I can do now, and no response, so I don't know what
okay.
a new one
what's,
coming in for me.
What's the person's first name that is ending?
Ralph.
Okay.
Ralph.
All right. Okay. Right now my impression is he doesn't really know what to do. And so you have to decide whether or not this energy works for you. Because I'll tell you, you know, to feel like you're being ignored is really, it hurts so badly. And so you have to decide whether or not you want to continue with this. I mean, I feel like you want to let go of this because it's hurt so deeply. But again, you know, as I said to the earlier caller about letting go of the sadness, you know, to Amala, you have to let go of the sadness before you can make room for someone else to show up. part of that too is because, you know, especially for us women, when we go into sadness and we go into that vulnerability, sometimes men show up who want to rescue us. And that doesn't always become a good recipe for a great relationship. So it's important for you to acknowledge what you're feeling and release the emotions around all of this. Let yourself grieve and then decide how you want to move forward, okay? Because, you know, I understand right now the world is really in a lot of turmoil and there are people who are having emergencies. But this, especially in this kind of a situation, is this the kind of energy that you want to move forward with? And my impression is that there's a big part of you saying, no, not anymore.
Right. Yeah, it's not. I'm not the only one that he's not answering. It's like his cousins,
no.
Male cousins, or and
no,
me.
It's,
and I'm like,
yeah. There's no excuse for that. And if you're not, if the communication is such that he doesn't show up to actually talk about something that didn't, you know, that didn't feel good, then this isn't going to work anyway. Because the thing is, when you have somebody who shows you that they aren't willing to communicate when something's difficult, you're creating an opportunity to continue a relationship where that's the story every single time. And it doesn't work. He's not showing up for you in the way that you need him to.
Right.
So are you willing to let go of that in order to create an opportunity to have a relationship with somebody who's ready and willing to show up for you? Because when you set that intention and you let go of him, you know, it's like bless him on his way. He's taught you a lot. And there's love there, but it's not working. You know, it's like you might love shrimp, but if you're allergic to it and you're going to have an allergic reaction, you're probably not going to eat it no matter how much you love it.
Right.
So it's that kind of thing. You're not ever going to get what you want from this. And so the very best thing to do is to let it go and then look at what kind of person do you want in your life? What does that relationship look like? What's the communication like? And then be candid and upfront when you start meeting people, because you will start meeting people. You're not somebody who sits around for long, okay? So once you set your mind to something and you really step forward, people are going to be showing up. So decide what it is that you want. What are the qualities you're looking for in a partner, and what kind of communication do you need and want? And then start talking to people, and you'll know pretty quickly whether or not this is somebody who wants to show up for you. You know, I feel like my impression is that you're going to start getting to know different people, and I'm hearing 9 to 12 months for you as far as having a good relationship with somebody where it's like, okay, I waded through these people, and it was nice to have the attention, but now there's this really great guy, and we're slowly getting to know each other. So that's what I'm hearing is 9 to 12 months. So you've got potentially a life partner showing up really soon if you're willing to do the work and let this go and step fully into who you are and then be authentic in the relationship from day one.
Cool.
Okay?
Yeah.
You can do this. So keep us posted.
Cool. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's like funny, like I said before, like he ignores like his cousins or me or like or whatever. I'm like,
you don't
gave
need
up
that. You don't need that. You need to be with somebody who you feel respected by all the time.
Cool.
Okay.
Or like
all right,
Polly
well,
is like nice or lovable and all that stuff. That's what you mean, right?
Cool. Well, you need somebody who's authentically willing and able to show up for you the way that you want them to. And he's not.
Cool.
It's really as simple as that. So thanks so much for
cool.
the call tonight. I wish you all the best.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank
all
you
right,
for
take
right now.
Bye.
Rebecca, you've got about a minute and a half left. Any closing thoughts?
You know, just what I said earlier to Lisa, to everyone, do things that are nurturing for your soul, for your body. Do everything that you can to stay healthy right now. Get enough rest. Eat well. Drink enough water. You know, stay warm. Keep your nervous system calm as much as you can and comforted. And, you know, keep breathing. Come back to the present and know that you are safe and well. You know, and if there's something else that I can do to be of service and to help, you know, reach out to me. Let me know if you need more breathing techniques, meditation. If you'd like a session, you know, it's RebeccaFisk.com. And I'm grateful to each and every one of you. Go ahead and do that little note tonight about the things you worried about and then set your intention for the week. And I'd love to see you back here next week with me and see how you're doing on whatever your goals are for the week. So thank you so much. And Garrett, thank you so, so, so much for being there and for, you know, helping all the callers tonight. I so appreciate you.
It's always a pleasure, and your callers are fantastic. I can't wait till next Sunday at 8 o'clock Pacific time, right back here.
I know. I love it. I love it. I'm excited. All right. Have a great week, everybody. All the best. RebeccaFisk.com, and I'll see you next week. Take good care, everybody.